Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi, and I'm joined by my co-host, Olivia.
Last episode, we talked about how career choice impacts your financial success, but career planning, so to speak, doesn't end there. Career growth and success is just as vital to your personal financial success, since it influences how your finances can change over time.
Strong career skills will still provide stability, but these skills go a lot further than just technical competency or book knowledge.
We've learned a lot about interpersonal skills with our mentor, Professor Chuck Garcia from Columbia University, who teaches emotional intelligence. He has helped us with defining what attributes contribute to success. Book knowledge is much lower on the list than you would expect.
Most important is communication skills, how you present yourself, your confidence, tone, eye contact, everything that conveys meaning alongside your words. Someone who walks into a room with good posture, a smile, and a greeting for everyone is much more enticing to listen to than someone with evidently low confidence and a lack of social skills.
Alongside this comes the ability to empower a team and work with other people. You need to be concerned for others' success as much as yours, because we work in social settings and as a team. Individuals who don't micromanage and know how to work with others well are the most successful.
These skills work together to create results, and result-oriented leaders are most successful. Having focus and drive, knowing what your team's goal is, being able to coach the way and support team development alongside individual growth to success is vital to being successful in a professional environment.
It's also essential to be decisive and capable of collaborating across a company. All of this echoes the concept of social skills, because these are the skills that create career success and allow for growth.
Although technical competence is what gets your foot in the door to attaining a job, it quickly loses relevance in an environment where everyone is on the same level in terms of knowledge. Social skills become the main factor that distinguish successful individuals from adequate ones. Your emotional intelligence is just as important as your intellectual intelligence. Both EQ and IQ are important. The one is less commonly addressed.
There's a concept known as the CTR factor that explains what needs to be earned to be seen as a leader that others instinctively want to follow. It stands for credibility, trust, and respect. If you can earn credibility by being the type of person that other people know they can rely on, you can earn trust by being honest and respecting commitments, and if you earn respect by being the leader that can make the best decisions for everyone and is conscious of other people's opinions, you gain the identity of a leader from other people. It's not that you say you're a leader, but other people start seeing you as that.
Yeah, and all of these are important skills for becoming a leader in your work environment, which helps you develop your individual career. Career development is vital for professional growth, and it's important to understand that it can come in different forms and shapes. It's a continuous process of planning, personal growth, and experience. It's how you gradually bring yourself to a more fulfilling career that achieves your career goals.
Career climbing starts with outlining career goals. These are the milestones that you hope to achieve in your professional life over a certain time period. Ask yourself, just like interviewers might, where do you see yourself in 5 years? 10 years? 15 years? Hopefully it'll be in a better, different place than you are right now.
You take these aspirations and plan how you will achieve them in your career goals. Say you want to be in a leadership position at your company in 10 years from now, but you're only in an introductory role at the moment. That change isn't going to happen just because you want it to happen. You'll need to make active changes to achieve it.
There are multiple different methods of achieving career goals, and no one path will be right for everyone. Take education and certification, for example. Education can play a significant role by providing new skills and knowledge that open doors to new opportunities. Certifications can give focused training and credentials for niche skills. Educational advancement can provide a competitive edge, but isn't essential to all people's career growth. If your goal is to gain more exposure for your business, a higher education level isn't going to be particularly useful. What are you going to advertise? I have a degree?
Yeah, exactly. In that scenario, taking advantage of social media would be more helpful. Social media lets you establish and nurture professional relationships through networking sites like LinkedIn, letting you reach out to other people in your field that can benefit you. Social media can be a game changer in advertising your business. Regularly updating your virtual resume lets others see your skills, experiences, and professional aspirations to people who may one day become your coworkers.
On that note, career growth can rely on always being open to new opportunities and careers. Our world is ever-evolving, meaning exciting new career opportunities are constantly being created, and they're there for us to take advantage of. Although beginning a new job or pivoting your career completely is daunting and difficult at times, it sometimes might be the best way for you to achieve your professional aspirations.
Mentorship and sponsorship are also important in career growth. As we network, we create connections that can give guidance, support, and opportunities for career advancement.
But just as important as all of these skills is maintaining a work-life balance. Career advancement is demanding in time and energy. Successful careers last a lifetime, not a year. Keep pace with the developing world, but also understand that growth comes slowly and gradually. A well-rounded lifestyle maintains motivation and prevents burnout.
This aligns with why career development is so important as well. Career development is about more than not just sucking up to your bosses like some people may believe. It means making active changes in yourself that reward you both mentally and financially.
And those rewards that make you happier with where you are in your work life often make you better off financially, which gives, together, the ability to prosper financially.
Career climbing means career growth, which means a happier life and higher income, which allows stronger and easier financial planning. It goes beyond earning more and understanding that not everyone's career goals are the same.
This is a concept with continued relevance throughout your entire career life, just like personal finance is relevant as long as you have finances to manage.
That's all for today, guys. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Joshua Woodman.